Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to in the next person. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Todd.
Dr. Art?
Todd.
Todd. Hi, Todd. Welcome.
How are you? Thank you.
All right. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Good evening. Welcome.
Thanks.
And Todd, where are you located?
I'm in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, Silver Spring, Maryland.
All right, all right. Hey, thank you for being here. All right. And welcome to all those people that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for participating. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Hi, hi, everyone.
Susan.
Hi, Susan.
We have a new person on the line who is in Washington, D.C.
Awesome.
Hi, Susan. It's Todd. I'm from the D.C. area.
Silver Spring, Maryland. Nice to meet you. What did you say about Maryland?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, all right. Good old PG County.
Actually, Montgomery County.
It is.
Yeah.
I think just split half and half, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's the north side of Washington, D.C., 16th Street.
Oh, it's closer to D.C. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You're in the high class section.
Where in Virginia are you?
I'm in Fairfax, Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm familiar. Fairfax is pretty nice also.
But I'm getting ready to head out of here.
Where are you going?
Out of Dodge.
Okay.
I don't know where.
To Hollywood. You had several more people join in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry in Dallas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Roger.
And I hear Roger and I hear Cecil. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Roger and Cecil.
I'm glad to hear I'm in the high class section.
Called it a few minutes ago and there's nobody on the line.
I've been here for about 13 minutes now.
Wow, it said I was the only person on the call, so maybe I hit the wrong button or something.
Maybe. All right, so do you want to get going and play that whole recording? Because then we need to start it now.
Yeah.
This conference is being recorded.
This is August 8th, 2018, and normally on this call, people submit questions.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And Terry channels the answers. And we've been doing this for quite some time. And we're going to do a replay tonight where someone asked, did the Elohim help with Fukushima? Now, I always do a disclaimer here. Channel information may not be precise, and then it may be. And then sometimes it may be precise, and sometimes it may not be. And until you're involved in channeling, you don't quite understand it. Because what happens is a channeled source very often goes through the filter of the person who's channeling, and there can be something called bleed-through. Like we have learned that Terry is a very old soul. And at one point, she was probably connected with the Elohim. She may even have been one of those beings that was here as the universe was being created and part of that. But then she chose to have a series of lifetimes, and she didn't remember that for many or most of her lifetimes. So But in this lifetime, she doesn't have the memory back of everything, but she has the connection with the higher sources. And sometimes there can be bleed through, seems through her own consciousness. And in channeling in general, sometimes there can be negative sources. And that means that you think you're talking to the Elohim, and suddenly a negative source can say they're the Elohim, and it may not be. Now, I don't think we have too much of that. That happens more often when a channel gets to have ego and be self-aggrandizing, that they become susceptible to that. But in any case, Terry's channelings, people who attended our Wednesday calls, have been very impressed with the quality and wisdom of the answers. Plus, there's an amazing, you know, people want to give up their power very oftentimes. They ask questions that, like, tell me what to do. And a positive source will not usually tell you what to do. They'll tell you how to figure out what to do. And if they told you what to do all the time, you wouldn't live your life, you wouldn't learn discernment, you just would be following the directives of something else, which is giving up your power. So they're very sensitive not to do that. And oftentimes they throw questions back in your face. In any case, this is an interesting session from January 16th, 2013, and we're going to start right now.
2013. And boy, does it take a lot of discipline to say 2013, because I keep wanting to say 2012.
Hello?
And, yes? Guys?
Okay, sorry.
Daphne?
Hold on. Give me another minute.
I'm telling you, you made a mistake telling her to hang up. She's very ethereal. Okay. I'd like to start when Daphne is on the line, because I think she wants to participate tonight. And also, Terry has been tired and recuperating, so it's good to share the responsibilities. You know, Terry, when you channel, and everybody's different, but when you channel,
just to make a quick comment, this is Win Live. Apparently, on this call, and we did this for a while, both Daphne and Terry were both coming on the line and sharing questions. So this is one of those calls. Here we go.
Channel. Does it make you tired?
Well, it depends, because in channeling, it's like I'm with the Elohim and we go different places. And sometimes we're in places where it just takes a lot of my energy. For instance, areas like the Louisiana sinkhole, it just grabs my energy and goes slurp, and then it's like I'm really tired after that. But sometimes it's more energizing. It kind of depends upon
what the questions are, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you get on their airplane, and you end when we ask a question, they go there, and you're kind of riding on it. Would it be like that?
Yeah, I'm with them. I'm maybe in the sky overlooking New York City, or overlooking Tokyo, or you know, wherever, and overlooking the sinkhole, and I get the different perceptics of that. You know, if it's like the Gulf of Mexico in the middle of the Gulf oil spill, you know, then I start feeling nauseated or something. You know,
right.
With the surroundings.
So when we're on a Wednesday call and people ask questions, it's kind of like a potpourri. We don't know where we're going to end up, right?
Yeah, don't know where we're going to be going. Or,
right. So the Wednesday calls can be not tiring or very tiring, right?
Yeah, or a mixture.
Or a mixture. You know, at some of the calls, I mean, I remember there was this call with is Daphne back?
I am here.
Okay, well, we've been waiting for you, so I won't tell any more stories. People are saying, Wynn, shut up and let them do their thing. So, let's see. And we were just talking about being the never-ready crew, you know, the never-ready batteries. And
very cute.
Well,
but I think Terry is an ever ready bunny.
Well, Terry,
yeah, you know,
I'll put you in the position of getting into the big trouble, okay? Are you ready?
Never ready, but go ahead.
How would you describe Daphne?
You should let Daphne describe Daphne.
Well, she did. Never mind. We'll skip that. Okay. All right. Folks, this is our little All in the Family from Other Dimensions segment, and we're going to start our questions. As you know, we are working with what we call group energies. And as you tune into these calls, you may start to notice that there's a quality that kind of comes into your space. It's like hard to describe until you experience it. But and I didn't know how this worked. I learned this from the emails that I got. I could feel it happen, but I didn't know everyone else was feeling it as well. So there's a quality that comes into your space which is uplifting, expanded, loving, and it's not me, it's us. We're creating a group energy on these calls, and our sources support, join, blend, connect with the group energy, so it brings a very magical potential experience that you may not experience the first time on the call. I've got emails from people that said, you know, I've been coming into the calls for 3 months and I finally see what you mean. I got it. So in order to have that experience, you have to get yourself out of the way. You have to trust the circumstance. Sometimes you have to listen for a while to have trust. Just like a new friend, you don't necessarily trust them when the first time you meet them. So you have to talk to them and feel their sincerity over time. And then that energy comes in when you say, I really like that person. I trust them. And I'll talk to them about my issues. They won't judge me. And it's a similar thing that these sources in other dimensions, when I've asked them, they say they'd like to be our friend. But it's like because of who they are, it's rather special to have them as a friend because they can connect with you. You could connect with them. Anytime you can tune into them, you don't have to be in the physical with them. And so one of the things that helps to learn how to connect with them is the coming into these calls and you know, there's the illusion that you need to be on the call to make the connection, but that's not true. But the group energy that we have does help make the connection. So I have a little invocation. You know, the connection's already started. Many of you have been coming into the calls where you hit the ground running. You feel the energies. In fact, some of you have emailed me just as you start to anticipate the call, an hour, half hour before, your energy starts to shift because you see you're already connecting. You're already connecting in a group energy. And but we have a little invocation, which is like an invocation for this group energy to come in, and it helps some people tune up. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke, we're creating this, a group energy connection amongst all of us present. Now, I'm just wind speaking. This is like we're giving our high selves permission to join with everyone else on the line energetically. And we, while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And that means when we do this, we're not glomming, we're not stuck together. It's a free will choice of coming together. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We're inviting them. We're asking, requesting to join us. And we're very specific that we want positive service to others, energies connected. We don't want service to self. And so we ask that. We could say we want all those sources operating in the Christed energies, you know, in different ways, but that's my way of saying it. And that anything not of that nature must leave now, or must leave now. And that means we're expanding our holograms. And as we do this, we're moving through realms which could have service to self in it. And we're making very clear that this space we're creating is moving right through that and anchoring way up at the positive. And anything that was already there in your space, we're asking it to be pushed out right now. That's why we do that invocation. And it's the strength of our intent that makes that real. It's not the words, but it's the intent that attaches to the words. And we have some great questions tonight, and there's more that came in while I was talking. And first question is from Dan Davis in McKenzie, Tennessee. And you know, I'll ask this one to Daphne. And we are told that we are continually creating our reality from instant to instant in a linear third density way. If this is so, then if our body is ill, we are recreating the ill body from instant to instant. If we place our intention on a healthy body, is it not possible to create that one instead of perpetuating the ill one? And I'll add the post question. What do we have to do to recreate moment to moment so our bodies are not ill?
Thank you, Wynn, for the question. One moment, please. bit of integrative tuning here. I greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an of the angelic celestial realms interfacing with your current transitioning third density earth experience. We address the question which has been asked in the following manner. From our perspective, the perspective of the bridging from the 3D through the 4D into the 5D. At current, there are many bodily functions, many metabolistic shifts which are occurring. These are occurring on a myriad of levels. The question has been architected from a mental construct place of patterning. Therefore, from our perspective, the questioner himself is enmeshed in a kind of time-space stationing. From this place of the time-space stationing, the questioner sees himself as a being who is perpetuating a certain patterning. And from his perspective, this is correct. He is not, however, from our perspective, recreating a sick or ill or somewhat defective bodily functioning by an act of volitional free will from moment to moment. As these architectural differences or architectural contrasts are something from our perspective which are superimposed or moving out from a higher dimensional place than that which the conscious construct is involved with at the moment of creation. To be more clear, within the third dimension, one can have only a limited view of what is happening outside of the third dimension. When one starts to become more conscious of the continuity, of the continuation in between dimensions, one then is able to access the zero-point consciousness, and one is able to stop time and alter space. In this way, the old laws of physical reality, the old laws of constructs, begin to lessen their hold on the physical body, and in this way, one can start to, for example, move through metabolic changes. One can alter one's body temperature. One can alter the rate at which one physically ages or ceases to age, or actually moves the DNA to a place of the reversal of the death codes. This is what, from our perspective, is being accessed in your realm at the present moment. There is a recalibration of the fallen codes of the fallen matrix, which was inorganic in nature and which was placed upon your fields in the earth, in the Terra Earth place, as a kind of harness, as a kind of harness to siphon the life force from this very precious place. There is now a possibility, and indeed a movement and a shift towards the freeing and the lifting of these inorganic codes, these ceilings, these siphoning patterns, which have held your entire population hostage for many thousands of years. You will start to see this more and more, particularly in those sectors of your life which bring the most compression and the most fear, primarily the monetary sectors. As the monetary sectors and the fear-imprisoning sectors start to lose hold on the population, people will start to be able to access what is innately a God-given quality, and that is a perfection of health. This is the beginning of our address on this topic.
I just want to ask one more question on that topic for clarification. When a human is working with a conscious mind and they hear those words and they say, I want to move into that zero point where where I can heal myself, from their conscious mind, willpower, intention, place, what can they do to move?
Thank you for your question. One moment, please. Precision of focus, quieting of the mind, and an abandonment, an absolute trust to the perfection inherent in the God Self. Stillness, going within, and a willingness to give self to God Self, a willingness to be as a child of the divine, in the hands of the divine. When one asks with all one's heart, that which one asks with the sincerity of the innocence of a child shall be granted unto the soul, for the soul is the child of the divine. It is your God Self. You are a child of the divine. You are of God's source. And when you unify your heart with God's source, God's source cannot but help answer your call. When you plead from the heart and cry from the heart, you, fully expecting an answer, shall be answered in the highest way of God's source through self, through the architecture of the high self, and in the physical experience of the body-mind-spirit complex. The perfect health attunements, the perfect resonances, the perfect frequencies, the healing modalities, the persons, places, things, practitioners, helpful persons, helpful associations, helpful locations, these shall start to come very effortlessly into the field as if you are perfectly electromagnetically attuned to that which is your beingness, your ground of being, as an electrical pulsing blue star, child of wisdom, that which you are evolving towards. You, as a collective race, on this planet are attenuating and understanding and integrating those aspects of your galactic heritage, you are opening the blueprint, the multidimensional aspect, the multidimensional galactic cosmic conduit, the library of source, which is in your very genetic blueprint. It is in your DNA. And as you trust in this, you shall be moved daily, hourly, minute by minute. When you trust the divine essence which is you and trust that you are guided, every moment in your life becomes as an articulation of God's source. Every moment in your life becomes perfect. Every moment in your life becomes sanctified and becomes an orchestration of the divine mandate of the God of Christ, of the love light which is in you. When you choose yes, when you choose God, when you choose the Christ within, you are making magic miracles happen in your DNA. You are firing your intergalactic codes. You are opening your celestial avenues and not only healing yourself, healing everyone and everything and every location you come into contact with. You are not in your body by accident. You are not in your relationships by accident. You are not in your friendships by accident. You are not in your physical dwelling locations by accident. You are not traveling to various places by accident. You are not drawn to various places by accident. All is purposeful. All is connected. These places, persons, things, situations, circumstances draw you. Some draw you more powerfully than others. When you consecrate yourself to planetary and God service in the Christed light, the planet herself articulates and calls back and calls forth to you and issues a clarion call. She issues a beacon to come to those places, persons, and things which require at that moment your servicefulness. You are a light activator. You are a light beacon. You are a light sentinel. You are a lighthouse, a walking lighthouse. You must understand when you go to a place, for example, we use particulars, your Starbucks, your Whole Foods, your Exxon stations, you are actually anchoring tremendous light and life currents in these places. You shall find yourself drawn to go to particular places and simply sit and have something to drink or eat and simply hold the space, simply anchor the energy and watch. Give yourself permission to be in public. Give yourself permission to allow associations with persons you do not know. Allow those magic interactions, those magic synchronistic ties to unravel and to form anew at ever higher levels. This is the beginning of our answer to you. It is indeed a momentous opening and very exciting and very fun time. And we would end this part of the question with saying, if you want to know if you are on the right track, if you are having fun, if you are in joy, you are indeed on the right track. Joy is extremely powerful. It is extremely contagious. And it is where God and Christ are calling you to go.
Thank you. And we have Cindy asking the question. Are you there, Terry?
Yes.
Although Cindy did not, I wonder, I don't know which Cindy that is. Maybe we have to know because it's a personal question, okay? I'm going to ask this question from Deb in Austin, Texas. And it's kind of going on the same track of the previous question. And she says, it's a universal question, which it is for many people. Why do I feel so stuck in the mud? What is this biggest stumbling block for me right now? If there are any angels to be pushed my way, push. I'll catch and hug. So maybe she'll be on after we finish and Carla's here. But why do I feel so stuck in the mud? And why do people feel stuck in the mud? And, of course, how do they get unstuck?
Thank you. We bring in some of the elements of the answer from the last question in that having faith to move beyond the rigid structures that one finds themselves in into the ability to move and to flow and to have faith that there is an ability beyond holding on to the rigid structures that one finds themselves in, including the rigid structures of the body, the rigid structures of the surroundings, the rigid structures within the consensus reality, to know that one can move beyond them into the flow of creation, where one is before the rigid structures and one is before they have been set up. One is senior to them, and one can then work to change the elements of them. One can look upon the rigid structures, but know that one is not the rigid structures, and can sense the ability to change the rigid structures, to change the body structure, to make the body more beautiful, to take the facial structure and to move it into a more beautiful configuration, that one is senior to the stucknesses, to the structures, to the fixed structures, that one has the ability to step beyond them and to have control over them, and to almost chuckle because these are the building blocks that one may form and one may use in the creation of their life as they create it to their specifications, as they create it to eliminate the things that they do not wish to be there, the pain in the back, the situation that one is having with another, that in looking at it from a senior position can be worked with, and looking down upon it, know that it can be handled and it can be caused to change and flow into the configuration that is for one's own highest good as well as for the highest good of the others.
Thank you. We have a question. I'm going to answer this question from Cindy because I just asked it, and I don't know which Cindy it is. And the question is, I've noticed synchronicity for me is huge lately. Will this continue to increase over time? If so, how long before we all have these strong ESP powers I've heard about? And I'm going to answer that. And the reason your synchronicity is huge is because you are tuning in to the very energies we're talking about. When you do that, things start to happen by magic. They're not really by magic. You're creating them, but you're creating them outside of your conscious awareness, but through your intent. You're being the result of exactly the processes that our sources were just talking about. And when you ask, will this continue to increase over time, and how long before such and such, you're now moving right off of it. You're giving up your power to an outside source to think that you're not creating those synchronicities at your highest level. And you think as soon as it's so subtle that as soon as you move off it, you reduce the ability to create them and even stop it. You are the source here. And you, by careful observation, you learn how to stay in that place where it keeps getting stronger. I remember there was a period of time when I was younger and I felt very alienated and I was playing music. And then I would go in front of an audience and for quite some time no one ever paid attention to me. It was like I was invisible. And then I did it and I had this magic moment where everything connected. I could feel everybody with me. And it's like at the moment that occurred the first time, I got all excited. I said, oh, God, they're all with me. And immediately, as soon as I thought that, I lost it. And they started talking to each other again. And so I had to learn that, you know, I'm kind of demonstrating that ability on these calls. At the moment that everyone is with you, you just take it in stride and keep learning how to work with that energy. You don't get excited and say, wow, I'm having synchronicities. Wow, I'm a zero point. Wow. Because you blow it. You move right off of it at that point, and then you come back on. But you'll learn because you keep going back and forth. Each of us is doing that. And for some of you, you think, this is impossible. I'll never have this. And then suddenly you have a moment where you get it, and the chances are you'll get it, you move off of it, and then you'll say, what happened? And then you'll get it again. And then after a while, you'll hold it. And you're creating the speed by your ability to observe, react, and discern. And also learning the things that you participate with in your life that pull you off center. Because there's certain things that support that higher flow and other things that don't. And you may have to let go of the things that don't, because if you keep participating in them, they'll keep you in a lower, timeline. So this is part of your learning experience, to observe things very, very carefully and get your discernment razor sharp. So you know, this is good, this is what I don't want to do, this is what I want to do, this person is a good person to hang out with, this one isn't. And you know, you'll make mistakes, but learn how
to read your mistakes. And the faster you do all of that, the faster it'll happen. It is in your hands. It's not in the shift's hands. It's not in the evolution of mankind's hands. It's not in the Elohim's hands. It's in your hands by sharp observation, good decisions, high dedication, that you make these things happen. Next question here is, I'm going to ask this one for Terry, okay? And this is from Dave Grow. And his question is that when Fukushima first happened, it was forecast to be hundreds of times worse than Chernobyl. And there was a lot of things saying this was potentially going to be a world-class disaster, that life was going to end in North America, and much of the world was at risk. And Dave's question is, were higher beings responsible for reducing the harmful radiation effects of this accident? And I guess he could mean the Elohim group, the Ra group, or even ET groups. And Terry, would you like to address that?
Yes. Although the results from the Fukushima incident were and still are severe, they were lessened by the prayers of individuals. We went in and we blanketed the area with vibrations to help to disintegrate some of the activity, detrimentalness, and this cut it down to some degree. We are in a kind of a situation where we do not wish to totally eliminate the problem, as it is mankind's problem, and they need to know that what they are doing has harmful results. We do not wish to go behind them cleaning it up and not letting them realize the seriousness of their handling of the energy problems. These have consequences, and they need to be able to see the results of their action, yet the innocent people in the surrounding area do not deserve the detrimental results that their ineptitude has been bringing. And so we have taken a balance in helping to lower the radioactivity level and to lower the problem and to increase the resistance of the people to be able to handle a radioactive situation.
Thank you. Ron Watt had sent the question, what is the best way to get out of a financial rut? Let me start to handle that myself. And if I don't feel I do a good job, we'll ask Daphne to add to it. You know, one of the things that happens is you're being taught to detach from the issues in your life. And when you're in a financial rut, there is a predisposition to go into panic, fear, lots of things. And while you're in all those feelings, you can't create the pathway out of the rut. So the first thing you have to do is, to the best of your ability, handle those feelings. Like, do something just to the right, to the left. Go out. Have a good time. See if you can afford a cup of coffee. And then sometimes even if you're in a family, spend a night in a motel by yourself. Everyone will get mad at you, but go ahead and do it. Detach yourself so that you can look at the situation from outside of it and see what is potentially there. Because right now, if you can hold a spirit of joy in your space, so many other people are not doing that, even business people, even people with businesses, that if you have talents to do something and you hold that spirit of joy, they will want you because you will uplift them. And they're in their own states of anxiety. And if you're looking for a job and saying, woe is me, God, life is hard, everyone's rejecting me, you're going to continue creating that. So you've got to rise above your situation. You've got to rise above the fear and the anxiety. And then you have to think creatively as to where to go with that. And maybe that means making 100 phone calls a day. Maybe it means making 100 phone calls tomorrow and talk to people out of a sense of confidence, not like desperation. Like, don't call somebody and say, I really need a job. I don't have any money. Even have that in your voice. Call people with the confidence that you have something to offer them. But if you're going to have that confidence, you've got to believe you have something to offer. You know, call them and say, I have a really good attitude. I'm really glad. I want to come to work. I have all these qualities. And if you have an opening, you won't be sorry if I'm your guy. Can I fill out your application? You have to say that from your own authenticity, though. You have to believe it, because it's true. Even if you don't believe it, it's true. But you have to find the place where it's true and put that energy out. And you will be head over shoulders over all those mournful people out there that are feeling desperate and broke. And even if you're desperate and broke, you don't have to feel that way. And you know what? It's 7:53. Let me see if there's another question here. It's a short one that we could ask. This is probably not a short one. Daphne, you'll have to answer this in a short way. We have about 3 to 4 minutes, and then we're going to have to cut off. And then Carla's going to be on. So those of you that want to hang on, we're going to have Carla on for about a half hour afterwards. And the question is, and we might have to ask this another time. We'll see what the answer is. Does the evolution of our planet hold up or advance the evolution of the universe or our galaxies? And are we tied in with other planets and holding it up? It's probably a big question there. But let's have a short answer, and we'll cover it again at another time if it looks interesting.
Thank you for your question. One moment, please. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. This is the Council of Ra'an. In response to your question, this is indeed at the core of everything you are now experiencing as a population in the ascension modality. As above, so below. Everything is frequency. everything is vibration. Everything is harmonic or dissonant. Understanding this, there are a multiplicity of layers. There are a multiplicity of interactions between frequencies and dimensional constructs. The Earth herself is a sentient being. She herself has her own evolutionary pathway and her own evolutionary course. She has her own evolutionary timeline. The sentient human beings, the body, mind, and emotional constructs of the beings, they themselves have their own unique courses and their own unique signatures. Each and every human being, each and every animal being, each and every plant and mineral kingdom being, essence, is on an evolutionary journey with its own evolutionary and soul signature. There is paramount in this realm that of the free will. As such, one does not go faster or slower than one wills. However, there are overriding laws of time codes and time frequencies. The Earth, Gaia, has decided, you might say in human parlance, she has gone on to the fourth dimensional realm. She is vibrating now at the frequency of the Christ, of the love light vibration. This is anchoring now in her 1D construct. This is anchoring now in her 1D construct. This is the electromagnetic, this is the light grid, the Christed Gaian grid, which crisscrosses your entire globe. In essence, this group in particular is working with the grid primarily in the North American plate system, extending also into Canada and into the South American region. There is also connection to the grids of the old Atlanteans and of the Lemurians. One moment, please.
Okay, we have to stop there. Thank you all for listening. We're going over to Whole Planet Healing right now. 712-770-4340. And what is the code? 250513?
250513#.
Right, okay. That's 712-770-4340, 250513. We'll see you there in a moment.